This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for July 25th. Drink that water, people. Avoid the heat of the day and look out for the older folks and animals. We are looking at temperatures well over 100 degrees for possibly the next 5 days, according to the National Weather Service. If you have to be outside, be sure to know the symptoms of heat stroke and heat exhaustion and take all necessary precautions. That heat has caused some changes in the Columbus County Commissioners meeting for the next coming week. The commissioners will meet in the Superior Courtroom in the main courthouse on Monday instead of in their usual chambers. A lightning strike last week seriously damaged the HVAC system in the county office building on Webster Street in Whiteville that delayed the July 21st meeting because it was almost 100 degrees inside the building. They pushed that meeting back until this week, the 28th. It starts at the regular time at 6:30. Tomorrow is Watermelon Festival in Fair Bluff. Festivities officially kick off at 8:30 along the Riverwalk. There'll be all kinds of activities. There'll be vendors, food, fun. The parade starts at 12:30. There'll be the seed spitting competitions as well as awards for outstanding watermelon. The event is always a big time there in Fair Bluff. We're looking forward to seeing y'all out there. Not every homicide is a murder, Sheriff Bill Rogers said in a video statement on Thursday. The autopsy reports about an officer-involved shooting from 2024 made headlines across the area on Thursday. Henry Zartman's death was ruled a homicide by the state medical examiner. Rogers explained that the ME defines a death at the hands of any other person as a homicide, whether the shooting is justifiable or criminal. Zartman died during a shootout with 5 deputies in Nakana. Rogers said no one has been charged in the case. A woman was charged with assault with a deadly weapon after striking her husband with a car during a domestic dispute Wednesday. Tanya Keel, age 39, was held under no bond on a single charge of assault with a deadly weapon. A man was hospitalized after being shot in the head at a home near Chadburn on Wednesday. The victim was transported to an area hospital with life-threatening injuries. A Williams Road man refused to go to the hospital after he was found with a serious stab wound to his abdomen. The victim had to be tracked into a wooded area via his ankle monitor. The report from the sheriff's office said he was significantly intoxicated at the time, but he refused anything but basic medical care. We have more on all these stories at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Several cattle were found with gunshot wounds on a farm in northern Columbus County this week. The landowner told deputies the wounds were not life-threatening, but this was not the only incident of cows being shot in the area. Someone also riddled no trespassing signs on the property with bullets. The investigation is continuing. An alleged drug dealer is being held under no bond, and he faces more narcotics charges as well as domestic violence. Joseph Daniel Wells, age 36, of Ruth Stanley Lane, was arrested by county narcotics agents on Tuesday. He was already out on bond for drug charges at the time, and he was wanted for an outstanding domestic charge. Because of his previous arrest and the domestic violence charges, he was held without bond. The Museum of Natural Science in downtown Whiteville will be hosting Mufasa, the Lion King, tonight for Movies on Madison. The lawn will open at 7:30 p.m. for a special program about animals who prowl at night. The movie starts at 8. Remember, there's no pets, no coolers, alcohol, or smoking permitted. Refreshments will be available for purchase. The museum is located at 415 South Madison Street in downtown Whiteville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.